Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And man, one of the funniest shows on TV, and this thing has just blown up so big, is Abbott Elementary on ABC. The new season is starting, supersized premiere tonight. And you can watch the full episodes and stream on Hulu. One of the breakout stars of this is William Stanford Davis. I mean, he is unbelievable. He plays a school custodian, Mr. Johnson, hilarious. And he's with us here in the National Defense. William, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How about yourself, man?
Doing good, man. I know that you are from St. Louis, and we're based in Kansas City. So you got to be rooting for the Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of friends in Kansas City. If I said I was rooting for somebody else, I'll say this, I get a lot of bad mail. I'm
rooting
for the Chiefs. I'm better.
Man, you are so great on Abbott Elementary. And it's so funny how I came to know Abbott Elementary, and it was through my kids. I've got two daughters that when it first came on, that just kept telling me, Dad, you got to watch Abbott Elementary. And I thought, it is just outstanding. And it's funny how things come to you like that. But the audience for Abbott Elementary is, that's all over across the board, right?
Yeah, we say you can watch it from 8 to 80. You know, a grandmother can watch it with her grandkids, and they both have a great time watching it. Yeah. And thank your daughters for me for insisting that you watch our show.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rare these days to find a show that you can watch with your kids, but Abbott Elementary is one. We're talking to William Stanford Davis here on the National Defense. Hilarious, Mr. Johnson. Hey, now, what is the school custodians? There's just something about that person. I can remember the school custodian in my elementary school, and then on up in a middle school. And they were always hilarious. Was that your experience?
That's exactly what my experience was. They knew everything. They were a bit of an enigma in some ways. Some of them were like Mr. Johnson in terms of being conspiracy theorists, but they were very opinionated. And the other thing that I found out, the other thing I knew, they knew everything about everybody. You know, they knew the kid that smoked in the restroom, or who skipped school that day. And they also knew a lot of the parents, you know, and some of the things that were going on at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best part about the school custodian was you trusted them to keep your secrets, right?
Yeah, you did. You really did. And they did. You know, I know there was a guy, Mr. Glover, from my elementary school. I forget what it was, but I did something I shouldn't have been doing. He saw it, and he never said anything, you know.
Now, William, what does this say about your career? You started your TV career on The Bold and the Beautiful as a custodian, and now you're playing a custodian on Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, that's a full circle moment, isn't it? I've played a lot of roles in between, but I get that question, you started out playing a janitor. I'm telling you, this janitor is really different from those janitors on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to William Stanford Davis here on the National Defense. And, of course, the new season of Abbott Elementary on ABC. You can stream it on Hulu. And you were also on another one of my favorite shows, Ray Donovan. And you were Potato Pie. Man, you were great on that.
Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun, too. Made a lot of fans from that show. Once again, great writing. It's always going to make it so interesting.
Yeah, we just had John Voight on with us a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about his experience, on the show. I mean, the cast was just so fantastic. And you were in 20 episodes, something like that?
About 20, maybe. Yeah, I think 20. I was in the first five seasons quite a bit. And then they moved to New York a couple of seasons later, I was just in London, and I saw Eddie Marson, who played Terry, and we had a bit of a reunion. So, yeah, Ray Donovan was a great show to be on.
Terry. Another very complex and great character. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, William? I mean, you talked about the writing, but, you know, the storylines and then that character development. How much of that do you get to do on Abbott Elementary, or is it just stick to the script?
Well, you know, as an actor, you want to develop the character. You want to bring as much to the character that you can possibly bring. And make him real. Make him a real character. Make him a real human being. And that's what I've always tried to do with any character that I play. But specifically because Mr. Johnson, you know, he gets a lot of laughs, but you have to commit to who he really is. And this man knows everything. He's worked all over the world. He's had a lot of experiences, and he's not afraid to let you know about that. He's not afraid to let you know that he's at the stage and what he believes. And I try to really commit to who he is.
Well, and you're one of those guys that I feel is just such a fanatic for getting it right and for going kind of deep into your character. Obviously, you're part of the Actors Studio. And so anything that you do, you probably approach it with that mindset, right?
You have to. You know, you have to understand that this is about real human behavior. And every human being is different, you know.
Yeah.
Even Mr. Johnson, you know, you got to find that reality. And that's the way you should approach the work. You should approach the work as this is a real, living, breathing human being. He just has a different opinion, or he approaches things differently.
I love that. Yeah, it's so funny, too. You know, you've done all these great theater moments and different TV shows. And still, I would imagine when you're out somewhere, people are going, Mr. Johnson! Mr. Johnson!
Yeah.
I get
that a lot.
Oh, man, it's so cool. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time today. You know, go Chiefs. And continued success on Abbott Elementary, man. It's great.
Okay, Randy, thank you for having me, man, and go Chiefs.
Yes.
And I love everybody in Kansas City.
What's your favorite barbecue joint in Kansas City?
Oh, wow. I was at Gates.
Oh, yeah.
I was there back in July. And, you know, I still give him a bit of a leg up. But, you know, I'm from St. Louis, man. We do barbecue pretty.
Oh, don't even get me started in that deal.
These are barbecues back there too, man. Yeah. Whenever Kansas City, I go to Dayton.
That's right. You can't go wrong with any of them, man. Thank you so much, William. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.